Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another reality show. I'm Golden Hawk, and I will be your host for the next couple hours. And we have a definite warm welcome to my guest tonight who, you know, we've had a crazy kooky ride on the third Thursdays with my beautiful Christina slash Sophia, goddess Sophia. But she's here tonight. Welcome to the show, Christina.
Thank you. I made it. No drama. No emergency room. I'm here.
Indeed. But, you know, as all your listeners know, as well as I know, it was a divinity for everything, that you were there for your friend. It was a divinity that you even had.
The database has been updated.
Let me turn that down. Yes, the database has been updated. it was a divinity for me. In all honesty, there's a famous saying: you really don't know what you got until the moment chooses that you got to choose it or lose it.
Right, right.
And I was truly impressed with myself. I'm going to say it without shyness. I was impressed with myself that I looked. I was like, okay, there's 30 seconds. What are you going to do, Goldie?
Yes,
there was no angst. It was really a matter of, do I want to talk? Because we had just done a really deep, what I call deep down the rabbit hole workshop in New York for 9/11.
Right.
And I was coming off of that all week long, Chris. I wasn't talking to anybody.
Right.
I mean, my friends, I was just like, you know what? I needed stillness. I needed quiet. It was an interesting time for me. And when it happened, it was like, okay, it's showtime. And in all honesty, I was like, you can't fail at this, Goldie. This is an impromptu thing. This is your show. This is relaxed, you know.
Right. Well, there is your opportunity, the universe saying, speak, Goldie, you're ready to come out, speak.
Yeah. Well, in other words, the universe was saying, please speak, because, I mean, it literally, you can cancel the show up to 30 seconds. I mean, there would have been no penalty, quote, unquote. But, you know, like I was telling Christina when we were not on the air yet, that was the largest audience I've ever had for the show.
Right.
And I know that they are your beautiful listeners. And I really want to say that I was honored that you stayed, and we were talking Al Mean, and we were talking down the rabbit hole, and we were talking many universal things that Sophia also speaks on. But because Sophia wasn't here and your audience did stay, I was really touched by that, and there was a synergy that it's created, it's here. And I'm honored to be a part of it. I really am. And we were sending you and your friend blessings all night long.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I think it's a lot of the teachings of Sophia. Number one is that she shows up whether Christina can voice her or not. Wisdom is always there. So it's the reminder that, you know, I can't always be the vehicle. I can't always bring her voice through. So I think that's a great lesson.
Yeah.
But then number two, I think one of the most amazing things Sophia offers to us over and over again is to trust in what shows up. And literally, like for everyone listening, I literally called. It was 30 seconds, and I said, Goldie, ambulance is on the way. I have to cancel. Good luck. And you said, okay, bye. And I mean, I think it's the test. It says, are you able to step up and hold your own? And of course you are, you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
And we all are. We all get 30 seconds notice and about life changing in any second, you know. So I think it's a great lesson. And I found the fabulous thing, Goldie, is I had been sending you messages about this friend saying, I really want to put this friend on air with me, and that's what created me to be at her house at that time, my insistence upon saying she has something of value to say. And so if I hadn't kind of pushed that route,
wow,
I might not have been there, right?
Yeah, no, I was really glad that you were there.
So all went well. It was just a low blood sugar thing I had never seen before. But in the long run, I learned a lot of lessons. And also with you, there was a sense of doubt for one second. And I said, oh, I know she can fly by the seat of her pants. I know that.
I honor it because by you knowing that, it supports me knowing that.
Exactly.
I honor that, yes.
Exactly, and you by knowing my friend is going to be okay, I was able to really walk through that situation. And here are all the EMTs circling around us, and she finally comes to and says, "You're supposed to be on radio." And I'm like, "Yes, I am."
Listen, you come back to consciousness and we'll talk radio.
So we have now a whole group of hopefully firefighter listeners because they were all like, "Oh, well, what radio show? Oh, we should listen."
Oh, there you go. I love it. I love it.
If there are any Attleboro EMTs out there, hey.
Well, that's so funny, too, because my show used to air in Attleboro. I mean, I was in Providence for the first 3 years of my career, so.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of, a little quinky-dinky stuff going on there.
There are the coincidences.
Definitely. So I love it. I love that we're talking about this because how have you been for the last month? I mean, in comparison, well, forget the comparison, because I know what's going on in my world. Is there a...
Yeah, well, there's a big theme. I think this year, this October season has been the first time that I have really kind of, I don't know, dove in there with Sophia in that let me be the complete, utter example of all things that she represents. So this month is one that she really focused around embracing your doubts and fears. That's the third CD that we do on the Wisdom Incarnate series.
Oh, okay.
And the whole theme of the CD is about how to use Halloween and how to use the really scary things in your closet as an example of how to have fun while you're facing and embracing your fear. So, Goldie, I have done some insane things this month that I'm impressed with myself.
So it's been a Halloween month for you.
Yeah, I have been pulling closets, pulling skeleton after skeleton out of my closet, hanging them out there to dry, and kind of airing it all for the Christina Sophia community to be a part of. So I just recently shared with my audience how my ex-husband in the past had institutionalized me because he was afraid of my work. So
wow.
Yeah, that was a big one for me to come up.
Wow. Wow, Chris, I didn't know. Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, so I was ready. Actually, that's a big fear of mine because obviously in this realm a lot of people question my sanity. So it's a big deal for me to put out there and to really say that that experience was helpful to me and not to be ashamed of that experience.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And then, so that was 1 week of airing the skeleton, and out of impromptu, actually, I found myself going to a publishing conference, and it was actually in the town that my ex-husband lived, and I said, "What the hell?" And I called him and faced the man after 9 years, faced the man who institutionalized me, and I just spontaneously channeled Sophia and showed him the thing that he was so afraid of.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, it went amazing. This was over the weekend. So I just felt like I am not going to give my power away anymore and that it's okay if he's afraid, but I don't need to be in response to his fear. So we were talking on a subject, and literally Sophia just came in and continued the conversation. And
there you go. I want the listeners to know, too, that we all have a Sophia in us. This is, because... My perspective, I'm so glad you said what you said, that you're not going to give your power away. No one can lock us up unless we give the power to the key.
Exactly.
No one can lock us up. And that prison can be a hospital. That prison can be a $100 million mansion.
Exactly.
You know, let us not confuse what prisons are. Prisons are belief systems. And the only one that chooses those belief systems is ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's been this is the most fun I've ever had, really walking with my fears in a way that each time I show one, I feel better. Like the moment I was not afraid to write that Insights newsletter, I was not nervous going to see the man. So he's sitting in front of me really shaking, saying, "I'm so nervous." And I'm sitting there going, I'm not nervous. So I think
there
we all bring to the surface what's needed when we're ready. So.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's interesting because my path showed up, too. My a boyfriend from, like, 22 years ago, like, was on my, because I live with my dad, was on my father's phone. And, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, we kept in touch. I have not talked to this man in 22 years. Similar to your prison, my prison was, well, it wasn't a real prison, but cocaine and drugs.
Mm.
Alcohol, you know, that whole lucidious lifestyle. And, you know, when we got together, because, I mean, by sheer curiosity, it's like, God, I got to see a guy, you know, I dated. And,
right.
You know, it was interesting enough, his name is Raphael. And I always said, as I went through my healing and my awakening, because I had actually smoked base cocaine when I was with him, and he saved my life.
Right.
Raphael saved my life. And he didn't save my life by taking it away. He would just, when my heart would be pounding out of my skull and my heart and my chest, and he would put me in a bathtub, he would give me orange juice, he would... He couldn't make me eat because nothing could make me eat at that point. But he would literally lower my blood pressure, calm me down to get me through those periods.
Mm.
And what was interesting is when we saw each other, we saw each other for about, I mean, we're friends now, but there was an opening of, okay, well, let's see. You know, I mean, he was like terribly in love with me. And I use the word terribly because God knows I was a mess back then. He would say things to me now, and I'd be like, Raph, what are you thinking? And he's like, well, you know, 20 years ago, you would have done that. And I was like, well, it's time you get into the present.
Right.
I am not who I was 20 years ago.
Right.
You know, for God's sake, I'm not Cindy anymore. I'm Golden Hawk. I mean, if that's not enough to give you some kind of clue that something's changed. But he And finally, I could tell there was a resistance because he kept going, you know, you tell me you're going to call, but you're going to probably just stand me up. And it's like, no, I'm not.
Right.
I'm going to call. And I don't, you know, there were some things he held on to that he wanted me to be because he's like, you know, you're still just like you were. And it's like, well, what do you think got me through it? It's like the essence of who I am got me through those days.
Right.
And I didn't even know what the word essence even was. I was never sober enough to know what the essence was.
Right.
So I totally honor the past kind of coming into my face going, you know, because he's like, I mean, at one point he said to me, he goes, you know, if you want me to love you unconditionally, you have to do blah, 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 blah. And I went, Raph, I don't need you to love me at all.
Right? Well, unconditional love doesn't come with conditions, right?
Which was so funny, and he didn't even hear that. I mean, I was like, as he's yelling this at me, I'm going, you know, I was like, Raph, to be quite honest, what I would recommend is you do some inner work, you know,
right.
Because, you know, you need the work. I'm doing the inner work. I'm completely okay with who I was as well as who I am.
It's amazing parallels, Goldie, because for me, I was actually known as Tina back then. So,
I saw that in your newsletter. Yeah.
I had a very similar conversation in that, no, that was Tina. So Christina, the person standing in front of you, is a very different person, and it's very interesting, the parallels. Sometimes you and you trip me up because we do this. We live on these parallel existences,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
That was the message I also gave to him, which was come into the current present,
yeah,
and see that there's nothing to hold on to back then that has to trip you up. He kept on saying things like, well, I screwed you up and I don't want to do that to another. And I said, but look at me. Look at me standing in front of you. I'm not screwed up, that I'm fine. And I am fine because of the self-work I have done. And it's funny because I said the exact same thing. And I recommend that you really pursue that self-help because it's the only thing that transforms those things that haunt us.
Absolutely.
So, how cool, huh?
Well, and how cool that we're both willing to speak on this.
Right.
I think that that's us, babe. That's our essence. That's our strength. It is definitely what attracts me to you, clearly. And to you, Christina. I mean, I love Sophia, but Christina, because I remember when we first started talking and you just started doing your YouTubes.
Right.
As soon as I saw that, I commented on the YouTube, you go, girl. Show the world. Because I'm all about, if we embrace our flaws, with the same amount of love and courage that we embrace our successes,
right,
everybody will truly know there is no flaws. It's all successes.
It's all, well, really, I mean, we did a whole series around your failures are part of your success. Any
exactly.
great person has failed over and over and over again.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And if we embrace them, there is no such thing as success, because you have to really embrace those parts of ourselves that seem to be the dark side or to be the parts we don't like. And
yeah, guilt and shame are the you know, these terrorist emotions. I it's so weird, because like in the past couple of months, the clarity I have on, I can just watch a person and see, and two things are happening. One, I can see their essence, which is a radiance and a beauty that, it's like, it's funny, I see people in pictures that I've done spiritual work with in pods or, you know, classes or just energy sessions. And their picture is so different from my experience with them.
Mm.
And I was talking to a friend of mine saying that what I'm now doing is I'm intending that, stop looking through your eyes, Goldie, and look through your being.
Right.
Because I'll have dreams also where I'll see the essence of a person. And then I'll go, you know, and the illusion will be there, and it's like, that's not who they are. And I really believe that it is time, I'm like instantly manifesting. I mean, instantly manifesting. And if that's happening, it's happening, you know, clearly throughout the whole cosmos and all that. And so I'm like, it's really important that we focus on that which we desire, not on that which is not.
Right.
I hear so many people say, I'm not this, or that, you know, they just define the experience by what it's not. It's like, we've got to recondition ourselves to define the experience by the truth, by what is.
Right. And I think a part of that is exactly what you're saying, is how you see or feel the world. So it's changing how you view it, changing how.
Yeah.
I think for many people, it's how they see it. For me, it's usually how I feel it, and that colors how I see it. So
right.
How do I focus on the positive in the room or the light in the room versus the dark or the negative or the fear in the room? And that's a big challenge, I think, for those of us that are extremely sensitive, because the dark, just in terms of volume, tends to be louder sometimes. The fear tends to be louder than the light. But it's all about your ability to focus on it, because the light is equally as powerful. It's just our trust in searching it out and not stopping, because I typically stop on there's the person in the room who doesn't like me, it's clear.
Okay,
I have to find them. Now, where is the person in the room that does? Where is that opening? And that's the big challenge, I think, the month of October is showing me all the time, of how to be present with the dark, but also to continue the journey into the light. So I went into the cave and now come out from that cave and see the other things that are available at the same time, at the exact same time. There are
it's simultaneous. It is simultaneous. They both exist.
Exactly.
Indeed.
Exactly.
Indeed. Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, because I'm thinking to myself, October, what? It's a month for masks.
Yes, a great month for masks. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, so Fia's been doing all the work on what Halloween image stands out to you. Is it witches? Is it cats? Is it skeletons? What image do you see over and over again, and use that as a metaphor in terms of jumping off of that? What am I needing to look at based on that metaphor? So for women, she's been talking about how the witch will tend to stand out this month, because that's our stepping into our own magic, our own solitary, not witch, Wicca, and all the things people attach to it, but that intuitive woman that knows what to do, that intuitive woman that weaves magic through her cooking, that weaves magic through her art making, through her speaking. So it's been interesting to watch and listen to a whole bunch of people tell about what images stand out for them. And that's been really fun, too, because I've had dual images, which is the witch as well as the skeletons, obviously, as I'm pulling these skeletons out of my closet. So.
Right. See, that's so funny, because I've never looked at my past as skeletons. I mean, just, and, you know, clearly you can see that my past is pretty colorful.
Yeah, so you
have to
look out of the skeleton. Wow.
Yeah, well, and I don't know. I mean, it's because as soon as you were saying that, it's like, okay, what is my my reference to Halloween would be masks, clearly.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Masks. Okay.
Yep. And I think what's interesting, because as an adult, even as an older, you know, as the child, I mean, as the adult person, Halloween has always been literally one of my favorite times, my favorite holidays as well, times of the year, because for me, it's always been the space of permission to be something, quote unquote, that I'm not.
Mm.
So, like, because I would be cats, I would be fairies, and I used to go, and it was the time when nobody looked at you differently.
Right.
Because you were being something, quote-unquote, that which you're not, even though I'm really clear that I am part cat. I mean, it's in my totem.
Yep.
I am definitely – I don't know that I'm fairy so much as angel. You know, I tend to like something a little more rough and tumble. Like, I would find myself to maybe be a dragon or – you know what I'm saying? I got fierce in me.
Right.
And I'm not saying that there's not power in the fairies. I'm just, okay, fire, okay, bet. Let's pick dragon.
Right. Well, I love all the, I think the conversation just evokes so many images, so many pathways. Because I'm going back to hearing you talk about masks and hearing you just previously talk about seeing through people's masks.
Yes.
Look at all the layers that I think just even the idea of October and these images, I think it just evokes tons of material that we don't have to choose one. We can let them unfold because it seems to have so many meanings to us all.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I keep on seeing you seeing beyond the mat. One thing I love about our shows together, especially when you're spending time with Sophia, what I remember being the witness on the side is I remember these images that it seems that you and Sophia are creating where I can see what you just talked about in terms of, I mean, I don't even remember any of them right now, but
I remember
getting off the show and going, wow, I have that image and that image and that image, and that's very different for me than with other shows that I don't necessarily see pictures. So I don't know if that rings true for you, but it reminds me of you and Sophia, to me, create that visual piece, that clairvoyancy piece, which I love.
Chris, that's what we call, omnisensing?
Mm.
When we're actually experiencing the story of another as if it was one. Like, you experience what I'm saying.
Exactly. And that's me in the sidebar. You know, that's as Sophia's talking, that sidebar in the trance having that experience. So,
that's hot, Chris.
I forget that I want to share it with you, but as you were talking about seeing beyond, I went, oh, because seeing is definitely a theme for me during this show, my ability to see what you and Sophia are talking about. So I think it's interesting.
Everything about us is interesting. I'm so glad you're here. I really am. I'm just so glad. Also, I'm not sure if John's around, but let's bring up the can you say your website so people know where to find you? And
great. It's ChristinaSophia.com. Christina is with a K, and Sophia is with a PH. And then there's just lots and lots of different information on there. There's links to our YouTube. We have a store section. You can read about me, Sophia, channeling. And really check out any of the products, or I always encourage people to spend time with Sophia. So I do one-on-one phone consultations for anywhere in the world. And then if you're in the Los Angeles area, you get to actually sit in front of Sophia face-to-face.
Excellent. Yay!
Yay!
Well, and also, the newsletter is awesome. Sign up for the newsletter. It's free, right? I mean, there's no charge for that.
Oh, thank you. I totally forget that piece, which is we have a weekly newsletter called Insight that is totally free, and it is one message a week where there is a piece where I'm talking. It's kind of like a blog, and then Sophia does a video almost every week. So you get a piece of wisdom from me, from Sophia, and then my husband, John, adds his little recommendation at the bottom.
There you go. And John actually has just asked me to address you by your full name, Christina, so I apologize for calling you Chris.
No, That's okay.
Well, and you know, it's so funny because I said if something comes up, I'm gonna mention this. John, we are also connected because in the newsletter, when you address another reality show, you address it as another reality. If you could put in your newsletter another reality show, that would be exquisite. So I totally honor where you're coming from.
Okay.
That is the
No, well, it's all those pointers. That's actually the practical part of life. It's all those pointers that help people get to us. So I think it's great. And I think, Goldie, that's also the practical piece we've been talking about. How do you move beyond but then come down to this reality, right?
Yeah, but for me, I'm fascinated with how in sync that is.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm like, I don't know if I want to say something. And that's my own stuff going. And, you know, but everybody wants to be addressed by whatever they want to be addressed by. And the honoring of that is clear. I have no problem going, oh, my God, I made a mistake. Absolutely, Christina. You have a beautiful name. I would be happy to address you by your full name. Because when I see that, though, I go, okay, Goldie, clearly it's time for you to say what you have to say.
Right.
It's like, don't hide behind your own fears of saying it, because exactly like you said, it's an address. I mean, anotherrealityshow.com is my physical address for my webpage. But
exactly. Well, I think it's about the practical. I think as spiritual beings, we really get excited about the bigger picture, and I think part of our practices is getting practical as well, because that's both for both of us. That's about someone finding me. I mean, really, that's about Christina is how someone will find me, and another reality show
is
how someone will find you.
Exactly.
So let's be findable, right?
We do. Well, and you know, because there's a radiance inside of us that it's authentic, it's real. It's who we are.
Right.
You know, because I'll be honest with you, October, clearly, another thing I've clearly noticed, I'm compelled to speak my truth.
Mm.
And more so than any time, because I used to be very conscious of be tactful, Goldie, be tactful, Goldie, be tactful, Goldie.
Mm.
And it's, Christina, I swear to goodness, I have a thing now where my truth comes out of my mouth now. I'm not even thinking about it.
Right.
It's in a no-mind space.
Right.
And these are things that truly might trigger some people. And yet after I say it, they'll be like, wow, that, you know, I so needed to hear that. Thank you.
Right.
And
right.
Where I would have, you know, if I thought about it, if you know, 101 ways plus, I would have, you know, made up my mind. No, I'm not going to say that. It's inappropriate.
Right.
It's inappropriate. It's like, you know, there's really nothing inappropriate. I mean, I get that there's things that are, you know, clearly to the left, so to speak. But I mean, when you don't think about these things and then they just come out of your mouth, because see, it's all the filters and it's all these programs I got running in my head. That, you know, my heart is in an open space to be joyful and loving to everybody. I gain no pleasure out of making someone not feel good, and yet I'm a catalyst by nature.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, it's just a matter of owning it by not thinking of it. It's just, it literally is just starting to become the one. The one self is becoming a stronger voice in me at times than me as an individual.
It's exciting. Well,
it really is.
Very exciting. And the whole no thought thing, I mean, isn't that what we're striving towards in meditation, to align with ourselves where we don't think about it, we just be? So,
yes.
You know, that ability to speak with no thought, I think, you know, I've actually trained as a public speaker before, and there is a real power in having an idea of what you want to say and then being present enough in front of an audience that you can allow, without the thought, without the prior idea of what do I need to say, letting yourself flow with whatever the audience is in tune with. So, I mean, I think all great speakers, all great public personas find a way to let go of that thought modality, because the thoughts can get in the way of some profound, as you say, catalyst or change.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And it's also, thoughts are resistance. I mean, most people don't know it as such, but thoughts are resistance. When we just allow the no mind to express, it's a different expression. It's a different, it comes from a different space than little self.
Right.
It comes from a bigger space.
Yeah, and I imagine as, you know, people that have to continue on conversations that the thoughts help us define, I think, some of the doubts and fears sometimes, and help us after we so easily, our tongue just goes, la, 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 wow. I say all that, then the mind kicks in and starts to shape it in a more, you know, conversational or a more way. I think, you know, to me, that's also forms of channeling, where we're channeling our higher selves, we're letting ourselves be connected with the all that is, that one. And then our mind kicks in to help us, you know, translate or bridge that to the world. Because the world's not used to hearing soul speak, right? The world's used to hearing mind speak, right?
Yeah, well, and I get that, because my personal belief is the tribe is comfortable with mind. The tribe doesn't want the non-conforming speech.
Right.
And it gets very frightened by the individuals that start, because see, ultimately, if we were all speaking from no mind, there would the tribe becomes the whole planet. There are no individual tribes, because we're all one.
Well, I think that's where, I mean, that's, I think, I imagine that's where we're moving to, in that hearing each other's minds, you can't keep hidden anymore. So that telepathy, you know, what if we had that transparency where you couldn't keep a thought hidden, therefore?
Exactly.
We can help that process along a little, right?
Well, because sometimes, you know, a person has said to me, do you purposely say things to make me upset? And I'm like, of course not. But on the same note, there is a telepathic connection. So if there's something that you're thinking but not wanting to say, it very easily might come out of my mouth.
Right. Well, I love Goldie, because this is one of the things that I really teach to people a lot, is in regards to my experience, most intuitives tend to, I use the word channeling because that's what I'm familiar with, but to channel what's not being said, that you place in the room the thing that's the loudest psychically, but it might not be being revealed at the moment. So I find myself in this situation a lot in the past, where I am saying something that is controversial. I don't know where it came from. I don't know why I'm saying it. I'm not meaning to say it. And I have learned as part of my channeling training that John will kind of give me a little pinch and say, who or what are you channeling right now? So that I realize that this is something outside of me that I'm connecting with and bringing through. And is that okay? Is that what I choose to do right now? Is that good for? And most times it's always good when you're aware of it and then don't have to doubt it later, because people will ask you, oh, did you mean to say that? That was mean-spirited. Where, no, it came out of my mouth. It wasn't intended to be mean-spirited. It just spoke on truth that maybe no one was saying out loud. Oops, I did.
Exactly. Thank you for that. Thank you. Because I wasn't connecting with it, but I clearly, there are people that I believe will listen to the show that is supportive of that. This is what starts happening when we start genuinely becoming one voice, one being. I mean, I'm down the rabbit hole for a purpose, to become one self.
Right.
And everything I live, eat, and breathe is to do this. And you know, I have an intellectual knowing that everything is one, but in that intellectual knowing that everything is one, I cannot hurt another without knowing it's hurting me.
Mm.
You know, that's why there's a lot that would change as we became this, because, you know, we don't need governments, and, you know, I would never steal from somebody. My right hand doesn't, you know, rip the ring off of my left hand and put it on my right hand. I mean, that's just unheard of. I mean, it's like there's a natural cooperation that happens in the one self atmosphere that, of course, I would never say anything to hurt you. And on the same thought, though, I understand from the catalyst, again, point of view, that if there's energies that you're holding in due to guilt or shame, that's hurting you. And
right.
And so if I can, because I'll share it through my experiences. Listen, look over here. You know, if the monster's running that way, I have no problem bringing the monster towards me because I've faced my demons. It doesn't scare me anymore.
Right.
And I want to show others that the fear, the power their demon has is simply the fear that the power that they've given that demon. That demon is an aspect of self. There's nothing to be frightened of.
Right. Well, I love that you say I want to show others, that is the catalyst, the ability to let something unfold in front of you to show others, to share with others what's really going on.
Absolutely. That's what the show, that's it. Forget just the show. That's what my life is all about.
Right.
You know, when I'm, you know, because it seems to be, from my perspective, from 44 years of wanting, quote unquote, to heal the planet, nothing has been more effective of healing myself as well as those around me as owning everything as mine.
Right.
You know, like in other words, my stuff is mine. This is my creation. This is my healing. This is my journey.
Right.
You know, I welcome, honor, and still have hope that everybody will. Because once it's yours, blame and shame become, again, they're useless. You can't blame. There is no other to blame.
Mm.
Blame is like this detour we take when we don't want to look at painful experiences. But it's exactly that. It's just a detour. Inevitably, the energy will come around and we'll have to look at it again. Because the truth wants to be experienced. It's an inside job. It's happening from the inside out. There's We can run all we want through, you know, TVs, food, drugs, sex, whatever your schism.
Yeah.
But if it's going to end up that you're going to stop. It's going to be now. You're going to be with you.
Right.
And the healing must still take place.
Yeah, well, I love that. Truth wants to be revealed and is always ready to be revealed. And I think what I'm hearing is this amazing comfortability as healers and intuitives, that we're okay with that process, that whatever that process looks like, if we tend to be, you know, the kind of look like we're the crazy one at the cocktail party, or, you know, that we trust, we understand intuition, we understand these realms, and we understand that truth wants to be revealed, and we're okay that sometimes we're the catalyst for that.
Oh, God, well said, Christina. Well said. That's beautiful. Yes.
Well, I have had a lot of experience of working with the shame of being the catalyst. And it's not the shame, but the doubt. I think doubt would be the more accurate energy of just doubting, oh, goodness, why am I always saying what needs to be said? Why? Versus really seeing that, you know, any catalyst to change is valuable. And that part of my journey as an intuitive is I naturally step into that role, and that's okay.
Yeah, sister, that's another thing we truly have in common.
Mm.
And I too, because it's so funny, the children are the ones that taught me it's okay to be different.
Right.
Because ironically, children love blunt truth.
Yes.
Oh, they soak it up like a sponge.
Yes.
Because they have no secrets.
Right.
And
yeah, well, this is what I imagine about Halloween with you. I'm like, oh, it's the perfect holiday for you to know.
It is. It is. This. Go ahead, please. No, please.
Right?
It's. I love it on so many dimensions and so many levels. And and ironically, for the last couple of years, I've been in really introspective space. I tend to found myself being with people, but not doing the dressing up. And I know that part of me has not left me completely. It's just more been about healing ceremonies and, you know, honoring. It's been more shamanic experience because, you know, another, I don't know if your listeners know, but another part of, I think it's October 31st through November 4th is, from it might be Celtic. I'm not sure. I know one of my other guests, Phil, is very, you know, wise on this stuff. But it's when this world, the window was, the veil was the thinnest. for spirits, people on, who have crossed over, basically other dimensions in general, whether they be human or otherwise. It was the easiest to interact with them from in this world, in this place, in this time and space. So Halloween also became part of, I think, I believe that might be Wiccan, and then before Wiccan, Celtic or Druid,
right.
Where, you know, it's so I've been, you know, spending Halloween, you know, in Celtic chambers and, you know, all these like Native American spaces lately,
right.
Which is another really, really, you know, really fascinating aspect to the holiday.
Yeah, well, I imagine that it's very ritual, in that any shamanistic or any old cultures are going to know the truth of Halloween, which is the veil is the thinnest. It is that opening of that window. So
yeah.
That, you know, of course, as, you know, a modern society, we play with that and, you know, play around with our fear, so our fear becomes commercial and we're all able to deal with that fear, which, hey, I honor, right?
Are you talking about Christmas or are you talking about Halloween?
Well, I'm talking about all of them, right?
I'm joking, exactly.
That we're able, I think that commercial element helps people. Like, I've really been thinking about this month, about how commercial it is, but that serves us because it gets little children going around going, boo, and people, like, saying things that really are encouraging them to look at their dark sides, whether they know they are or not. They're using their images and the playfulness of it to actually take that shamanic journey, whether they're conscious of it or not. So this is what's helping me get over, you know, the plastic pumpkins and all of those things, to say that those are all valuable to help us get back to our roots, exactly what you were speaking on, of connecting to that this is a time that we have the ability to reach across the veil and to pull back to us truths, ideas that are going to serve us. And reaching beyond that veil helps us say that we don't have to be afraid, that there are more than one thing going on here right now. So, hey, I love going to all the ancient cultures that remind us what it's really all about.
Oh, indeed. And that was well said. Thank you for that. That helps me. My journey right now is honoring everyone, honoring
right.
those who are awake, honoring those who are not so awake, because
right.
in my awake state, I still recognize their essence is still the same essence. They are in oneself. I mean, so thank you for that, because I tend to get, you know, there's nothing worse than somebody who judges judgment.
Right.
You know, that's just crazy.
Right. Well, it's a cycle, but that's okay.
indeed. So that was beautifully stated. Thank you.
Yeah. No. Well, I've been looking, because especially when you said the Christmas season, I have found myself not necessarily jaded, just feeling disconnected with all the commercialism.
Yeah.
And this Halloween, for some reason, this Halloween is really kind of infusing me with this understanding of the masses and how valuable that sometimes that distancing technique of, you know, let's just make it all about presents, you know,
yeah,
distancing,
yeah, yeah.
That it's just about the Halloween ride.
Shop, 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 buy.
Exactly, whatever it may be, but that distancing technique doesn't actually keep you. You're still going to experience the magic of the season. It just gives you where you're comfortable at. Okay, well, I need to hold it at arm's length out. Okay.
Right.
And so that's helping me really, I think as intuitive, sometimes we judge the masses, as you were saying, that we judge people who don't seem to be on the spiritual path. But I think what I'm learning with Sophia is no one has a choice but to be on the spirit path, because that's where the path leads to spirit. So,
it's isness, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
No matter
yeah.
where you are on the spirit path. You cannot not be on the spirit
exactly.
path.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I, you know, it's funny, because then I start beating myself up, because it's like, Goldie, as being a person who's an awake person, you're supposed to know that.
Oh, well, we all come into forgetful. We all remember
yeah,
and forget,
yeah.
remember
yeah.
and forget. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man, we're all human, right?
Yes, we are. Beautifully said. Yes,
yeah,
we are.
And forgetfulness is part of it. So I think that's, you know, one of the lessons. We're going to forget.
Well, yeah, and, you know, Eckhart Tolle once said it so beautifully. He goes, it's not about, you know, beating yourself up for forgetting, it's about praising yourself for remembering.
Exactly. Oh, that's lovely. Oh,
yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it is a dance that we dance our way, and you know, and it truly does. At least for myself, the more I contemplate, live, and experience moments of being awake, the more I choose to be awake. Even through the pain of it all, I choose to be awake. Because I'm finding that there are times when I can see like, oh, you know, I'm wanting to, it's holiday season time. And like for me, I'm single. And like I can, in my past, this is usually the time I would start cruising personal ads. And this year I'm going, you know what? I'm going to get personal with myself.
Good hello, Goldie. It is so
choosing
to join you in this junction, for it is a very important one that I'd like to highlight. So hello, beloved. Yes.
Oh, of course. And please tell Christina she's welcome anytime.
Okay. So yes, she is okay with the fact that I am coming and going more and more in terms of just allowing ourselves to be present.
Okay.
And in this subject matter, there was something of value that I wanted to highlight here. So I want to go back, and as you said, during the holiday season, I am a single woman, and I feel drawn, yes, to find my mate. And this season, I am looking at my mate being myself. I am going to finding myself more, yes?
Oh, yes, Sophia, I love you. Let's talk.
Good. And that, beloved, is how you run across your mate, by the way. So are you actually doing things backwards? No, you are doing things the most direct way to partnership, for when we feel complete in ourselves, when we say, let me search myself online, yes, let me connect with myself online, let me date myself for a day or two, what happens is you bring all of that searching into the physicality, because when you vibrate out, I'm searching, 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 you continue to receive searching. When you say, I am searching, I am looking within, and I am finding peace, the searching and peace, the search and the found is matched up. And that is how you find your union mate, yes, your union partnership. Because most of us find partners that are not about the union. It is about one side, one experience, one particular way of seeing things. What you, beloved, are looking to do is find the union partnership, the partner that allows both sides to exist. Therefore, we must pair search with found.
You're so brilliant. That's absolute truth. Because I knew in my heart, if I wanted to have the different relationship, I had to do something different.
Different. Good.
Yeah.
So share, what is your, do you mind if we do a little?
No, please. Share? I always like playing this with you. Definitely.
All right. Good. So let's play. How are you going to date yourself right now? How are you going to use that metaphor of going out in the world and dating, looking for a mate? How are you going to turn that within? Create an example or two, because it's going to give us information on how we balance those scales.
Okay. Well, one of the things I'm very conscious that I'm doing is that when I feel an urge to go to the computer and start looking for somebody, I get myself dressed, no matter what the weather, and I go do something that just brings joy to me that I do by myself, which 99% of the times is going to the woods.
Yeah.
So I make sure that I'm teaching myself or conditioning myself to find the joy with me alone.
Good. So when I feel pulled towards, I need another,
yeah,
I look at that other as being actually my higher self. That other is me.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Good.
Yeah, see, I look at it as trees. I mean, I'm hugging. I'm out there hugging those trees. I can tell you, I'm hugging them.
But let's look at the metaphor. You're grounding. That tree is me. That tree is an aspect of self. And you're grounding in, I desire to know myself deeper. I desire to, instead of going out and going without, so I go out and go without, I go in. I go within and find that aspect of myself that is whole and complete. And I use that hugging of the tree. So let's look at on how many levels you are working on. Friends, if you just look at the natural ways you engage, most times you're doing your own form of therapeutic balancing, whether you realize it or not. So you're hugging the tree and truly, Goldie, bringing through the roots of that tree, universe, I love myself. I am here in the woods alone, knowing, honoring myself, my partnership, my yin-yang, my up-down, my left-right, it is in union. I am in completion. I am in wholeness right now. And what that tree does, it sends that message down to the center of the planet. And how do you actually manifest here? You manifest from down, not up. Most times your plants, yes, your food comes from below, right?
Right, right.
The trees come from below. The flowers come from below. It is a very rare fruit that comes from up above.
Right.
Most of your food comes from below. Right?
Yeah, only the coconut from above. No, I'm joking.
I'm just being silly.
No, indeed, Sophia, indeed.
So what you're doing is you are nourishing and planting into the ground through the roots, through a being that tree, that connects to the center of the earth and telling the earth you are whole. And that wholeness is going to bring forth the food, the fruits of your labor is going to bring that potato to surface, which is your union partner. Notice I am using the word union partner, the partner that reflects back to you that wholeness, completion is the journey here.
Thank you so much for this wisdom. Thank you.
You are welcome. Now, let's take
it
one step further.
Yeah,
okay?
Let's go. Where do you want to go? Let's go.
Step number one, which is bringing that longing to the woods. So we bring that longing metaphorically. So if you're not Goldie, you might not want to go to the woods, but use her language. Use the image that we just created. Go to the woods. Go to that solo, solitary place and find your connection. Find your connection to self. If that's through nature, if that's through dancing, through music, through poetry, where is going to your woods? Find that as your first tool. Go to the woods. You ready for the second one?
Absolutely.
Now, once we have been in the woods, now we get to journey out into the world. So now we take on what originally was the computer project, and we become active in it. Instead of putting our fate out there on the computer, we take a same action third dimensionally. So you say, where could I go tonight? That's different. That's out of my ordinary. So if I typically go to a particular restaurant when I feel alone, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go someplace else and just be out in my wholeness, welcoming in connection. Whether that means the connection with the waiter, the waitress, with the ticket agent as I get my movie ticket, whether that be through a show I'm going to see. So we go within and then we go out, because
wow.
You will not go without, because you have already filled yourself.
Exactly. Wow.
Yes. Dating, it's not really 101. We'll call this advanced dating advice, yes?
Yes, yes.
Because really, to be at this place, you have to trust in running into your mate. You have to trust in coincidence. You can't go look for them. You have to create the space in which you vibrate in the place that is trust. And then you have to make yourself available to bump into them.
That's exquisite.
See the difference? You make yourself available to bump into them. I'm not saying you go out there and search for them.
No, exactly. That is the difference.
Yes. And so bumping into someone, all of a sudden you talk to the bartender in a new way, because you are open to bumping into someone. That could be the bartender. That could be anyone that crosses your path. Because our mind is trained to look for a person in a certain way, and we miss out on all the other opportunities in the room.
Indeed.
So what might happen, Goldie, is you're talking to the bartender who someone next to you, a woman, overhears you. You start having a conversation. But if you were out searching for a mate, you might ignore the woman and say, well, you're a woman. I'm looking for a man. But by saying I am open to bumping into my mate, you keep on talking to the woman who says, oh, wow, I'm meeting up with a friend later that I think you might really enjoy. The friend walks in, oh, my goodness, the friend is actually a single man, and he's attractive. And the only reason you got there is you kept the conversation going with this woman versus your filter would have stopped her 5 minutes prior and said, you're a woman, I'm looking for a man.
Absolutely. No, it's brilliant, Sophia, it's brilliant. And it's true, because I so understand the idea that conditioning filters visual.
Yes. Filters experience.
Your experience, right, the whole thing. I mean, it literally controls reality.
It does control your reality. So you must change your reality. So look at how you changed your reality. You went to the woods. So you're going to bring that woods image with you, that wholeness image with you, as well as this understanding of I am making myself available to cross paths. Just by cross paths, you've gone into the woods. There's all these paths that you have crossed.
Right? Indeed, yes.
So you bring your visuals, you bring your reality, the reality that you created from the stimulation of loneliness. So we don't judge that stimuli, which is loneliness. We go from that stimuli, we create a new reality, and then we walk in that reality. But see the process of creation. You have to first have the stimulus, which says, I am dissatisfied, I need or want something. You then go and take some action to create that which you want. Then you allow yourself to be in the world in that creative energy where you've already brought forth that energy and allow the universe to respond to you. There are always three levels to creation, if not more.
That is brilliant, and I agree wholeheartedly. It was a very beautiful picture you just painted. For me personally, is which I always believe when me and you dance together, we tend to paint pictures for many, many people. I was going to say millions, and then I held back. I'm going to say it. For millions of people.
Good for you, that is your truth. That your words, your weaving, whether it be with me or anyone else, is about weaving pictures that help people find their own truth. So you can see that you are an artist when you're on air painting a canvas that helps people find their own way. So whether or not they go to the woods, we have created a very clear imagery that says, what is your woods? And the moment you interrupt the thought that says, go to the computer, go to the bar, oh, I can't find anyone, the moment you say, someone remembers this moment and says, ah, yes, Marie, go to the woods, yes, Shelley, go to the woods, anyone that happens to be listening tonight, the moment you say your own name and remember that piece of wisdom which says, go to the woods, it doesn't say, do it Goldie's way, it says, go to the woods. The woods can be anything.
Indeed. It's like what we're saying with Halloween, right? It's just an image.
It's an image that propels you forward. So as a homework assignment, you could go back to all of the programs we have previously done and look at all the images we have created, because they are catalysts. They are jumping points for people to jump off of wisdom, to find their own wisdom. They are interruptions of their own thoughts, because an image speaks a thousand words, yes?
Indeed.
And our brains typically bombard us with a thousand words. If we can get an image to override our brain's habitual messages, then that's where freedom comes.
It's the most, in my personal opinion, the most brilliant way to shift the paradigm.
Yes.
It really is. I just said recently, I believe it was to my boss, my nanny boss, that I can learn something, but I'm much better if I have to read something, like, to program a VCR or a DVR, if I have to read it, I mean, I literally am like, ah, I don't know what I'm doing. If someone tells it to me or shows it to me once, I'll pick it up and I'll know it. It's just the way I learn. But working with the children, I see that they want to learn from a whole brain function as well, not just symbolic letters.
Yes.
Telling us where to go. You know, we want a deeper experience. And if we teach from a deeper experience, we learn from a deeper experience.
Exactly. And when we recognize our strengths, because for you, vision is a strength. Creating images is a strength for you. And we work with that strength. Doesn't mean that everyone's strength is creating through visions, but you
okay.
Are
okay. So, I honor that. Indeed. Indeed.
Because really, we have to stretch to say that this particular experience, you and I, we're working within the magic of you, beloved. We're working it within the magic of all those that are listening. But it's catalyst through you and the channel. And your strength is that strength of creating pictures. So we know the best way to reach those listening is to work within your strengths. Wow. Good.
Do you know that just today I said to somebody on the telephone, I'm here to find more of my gifts. And she was like, well, clearly your gift is that your voice. And I was like, yeah, but I'm here to find more gifts. And Sophia, I did not know visualizing was a gift until this very moment.
So let's look at how it's tied in with words. Your words weave the image.
Wow.
It's not like a painter, yes? You're not taking out a paint color and making an image. Your words are weaving the image.
I mean, that is so, I'm a hawk, I'm a bird. It's like a nest. I mean, I'm like, the words you're using, I so resonate with. The whole concept, because it's deeper than words. The whole concept is like, you know, they say when we communicate telepathically, it's whole concepts are communicated.
Yes.
You have just communicated an entire concept that has shifted me dramatically.
Good. So speak on that shift and let it become whole. So let it speak from the body. So let's take a moment.
Okay.
And breathe. Good. And allow this whole awakening to move through the body in a whole way. So speak on what's happening to your body, because what you're doing is revealing that when a light bulb comes on, it comes on not just through the mind, through the body, and through the emotion. So what's happening with the body?
All right. My right foot is, the sole of my foot is like extremely hot.
Yes.
Extremely hot.
Good. So what is right? Right is logic. Left is intuitive.
Oh,
so
wow.
Logically, you want to ground this in. So this tells us, yes? So let's just move the foot. Let's get it connected because it's already getting your attention. And ground in the logical repercussions of this awakening. The logic wants you to address it. How do I take this into my life? So I already gave you a way to take this, and this is just based on what we have.
Okay.
We have lots of these shows that you can do it with.
Right.
It's to go back, re-listen to one or two of our speakings on air, and write down what are the images you are weaving through the words. Document it to understand your strength. Your right foot wants you to understand this information practically. So not to just hear it, to see it, because you're hearing it right now, right?
Right, right.
So if you were to randomly pull up, it doesn't even matter, pull up any radio program, just hit random and see what you start to hear. Take a little computer and write down, what am I weaving in terms of imagery through my words?
Wow. Wow, that's the second thing you've hit that I said today, that it's time for me to start writing, but I have a resistance to it.
So you don't want to transcribe the entire time we are together, but you will know, you will start hearing, Oh, like today, the woods. We're going into the woods. I'm hugging a tree.
Yeah.
Immediately, you will start to know, oh, those are imagery, right?
Oh, I see. Write the imagery, because that's what will help others to understand what my messages are.
Yeah. That's what will help people remember. So tonight, one of the things we are putting out there for people to remember, our very first lesson of tonight, and you can start to track, Goldie,
yes,
how you are offering lessons, is that we offered the go to the woods technique. When you are lonely, when you are looking for partnership, go to the woods. Metaphorically, go to the woods, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Find union, find peace, then go out into the world. So first recognize the inclination, interrupt it, and go to the woods. Then take the woods out into the world.
Yes.
Good. So right away, out of the end of this program, you can track through watching, listening for the imagery. You can write down, after the show, another reality show, here is the date, walking in the woods, relationship advice, or searching for mate advice.
Wow. Wow. Well, and I got to tell you, the synchronicity of all this is so, it borders bizarre for me to say that. That's so crazy. Because guess what I'm doing after the show tonight?
What are you doing?
I'm going to the gym.
Yes.
Because I've also been inspired recently to, I've done a lot of work within, and it's like, okay, now take care of your body again. I tend to, I mean, I hike and stuff, but often what I'll do when I go into the woods is I have spaces that are off the path that I'll sit for hours with the rocks and the trees, and in the sitting, it comforts me deeply. I mean, it really does. But there's a little bit of lethargicness in that, because I'm not exercising, I'm not moving my physical body, and I'm feeling like, you know, I'm getting stiff. It's like, no, I got to move again. I got to get on the treadmill and I got to move. But part of it was, you know, it's public. I get a little nervous about going to the gym. But only until once I go and I work out, I come home and I'm like, you know, bam, you know, I'm flying with energy.
So let's keep going on tracking your weaving with words, okay?
Okay.
You're now giving us the next technique, okay? I'm just going to prove to the world how when you speak, when you are aligned in with your soul, so you and Christina did a lot of soulful work on chatting about soul, speaking soul.
Okay.
When you are in this rhythm, you naturally start giving yourself the answers. So we are talking about relationships. So we gave the first tool, recognize the impulse to go to the computer. Instead, we go to the woods. We then take that woods energy and we bring it out and about in the world. We be it out in the world. Now, Reti Goldie, because you're imagining that this is your out and about in the world, the gym, but you're also picking up on the next tool. You ready for the next tool?
Of course, of course. Let's rock it. Yes.
The next tool, let's rock it. We love your words, is physically work on the sensations through movement, through exercise, through this feeling of wholeness. Make partnership. So you're ready? So going out in the world is different than the exercise piece. It could be one and the same. However, what you're saying is I need to physically take this knowingness through my body. So in relationship work, we find that union. We go out. We look to cross paths with our mate. Then we exercise, yes? We move our bodies in the knowingness that my partner is here. I am running across. I am bumping into my partner. When you lift weights, when you walk, when you dance, when you exercise, in the knowingness that your partner is here, your union partner is here, right? You bring it into the present. When you exercise into your body, then, because because what we have just did, right? Your mind knows it because we did a mind and emotional. We did mind and emotion by going to the woods. Now your physical self is also on board.
Indeed. That was exquisite.
So, hold on. Let me go back because you immediately started to weave images. So you brought us back to the woods and you talked about picking up rocks. Sitting with rocks so we
yes.
could see you holding the weights, right? Sitting with the rocks. Oh, my body is stagnant. We could feel our body started going, oh, God, hours at a time sitting with those rocks. Then,
exactly.
The next image of now gym. So now we are seeing, putting on the outfit, we are seeing you going to the gym, right?
Absolutely.
Do you see how you weaved the image with the words?
You are such a blessing, Sophia. Thank you. Indeed.
Thank you, beloved. This is what I do. This is what I am here to do for every single individual on this planet. Let me say that again. This is what I am here to do, to facilitate, to be the catalyst for your own recognition that you're always leading the way. Right?
Indeed.
Indeed. You're always in your place of insight. You just have to recognize it and cultivate it. That's what we're doing on air tonight. We're recognizing that when you go in, you gain inner sight, inner clarity, and then you look at the techniques that you are naturally doing and say, what does that mean on a soulful level?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we just scored your dating. Yes, we just planned out your dating activities, right?
I can't wait to report whenever it is, because I truly am in the now moment, to you, to the audience, to everyone, that this technique has truly created my union partner.
Good.
Because I am, it's incredibly hard to not feel confident in. What you just said brought a clarity to me that I've been looking for a King of Spades based on a tarot card reading that happened 8 years ago. And what I just turned my head and I just saw, I was talking to Christina about this earlier. I was talking to somebody else about this before the call. But that I don't want the King of Spades. I don't want to be the Queen of Spades that I'm becoming androgynous. I'm blending all aspects of polarity. And so just as you were saying this, I turned my head and I see the Ace of Hearts.
Yes.
And Sophia, that is not a card that I'm seeing. I'm seeing an A from one thing and a heart from another.
Good. Thank you. Helping people to understand that vision comes in many different ways. So you're not actually seeing the card, but you're piecing it together. Through what you are seeing.
Yeah. I mean, it is a big A with a heart right next to it. It's like, oh, my God, the Ace of Hearts.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And there is your own recognition. This is what we call in psychic realms, there's your evidence. So we've been talking about you are clairvoyant. You create information tools through your clairvoyancy. And right at the end of us finishing proving to you you're clairvoyant through your own words, through your own images, you get an actual clairvoyant image, the A and the heart.
Yeah. Oh.
Evidence, sister. Yes, evidence.
I am so honored. And listen, the chat room is getting all upset with me because we're not sharing Goddess Sophia. I love you. I love you.
And I love you, and we will open it up. And
absolutely.
Let me say to all of those listening, we are sharing with you.
Thank
and
you.
Trust that whatever you feel was the piece you wanted to add to the conversation, imagine that I already know that. And imagine I am addressing it, whether you are married, whether you are not interested in looking for partnership, no matter what it is, I am still addressing whatever you are bringing forward, because there is a lot of meaning in what we just unfolded, yes?
I honor that, indeed.
All right, so now
we
look to all of those that are asking questions and what is going on in the chat room. Yes?
Okay, yes, I just saw something like Goldie went away. They usually take callers, ask Goldie. We are absolutely taking callers, and we can also take questions from the chat room. I do have a caller in the switchboard, but they don't have their hand up. If you'd like to be on the air, press 1 so I know that you want to come on. If not, I'm not going to open up that phone line. And in the chat room, I think, let me read some of the, okay, listen, if you guys have a question, please just type it in right now. If anybody in the chat room wants to, because I can't go back. I'm in the Ace of Hearts right now.
I am in my own evidence. I am in a profound place, so let's weave it all together.
Absolutely. But the chat room, I am now visually looking at the chat screen. So, because also tonight my chat room, my beautiful chat room person is not here tonight. She wasn't feeling well tonight, so she normally would say, "Excuse me, Goldie, there's a question," and I didn't have that tonight. So, my apologies if I'm neglecting the chat room. I just get very caught up with you, Sophia,
and it is purposeful. So we honor all those that are listening, and we say we are available.
Yeah.
And that, again, we repeat that all that has been shared is extremely valuable on many levels to every single person listening, no matter what your question or your concern is.
Yes? Oh, namaste, indeed. Okay, Candy D has a question. She would like to know about the hue and the om, A-U-M, as sounds of God.
Ah, grand. Well, let us say that there are many different sounds that evoke a vibrational frequency of oneness, yes? And these two are powerful, yet to this particular person asking the question, what's more important to me, yes, is for you to just open your mouth and let sounds come out. It doesn't matter what sounds come out. The reason you are bringing forth this question is permission to sound out loud. So let me just start utilizing sound in a way that just lets you extend a conversation or words or what this is going to do, beloved, is release a lot of tension that is held up in your body. I really don't care what sound you use. What's important is that you sound. Good.
Okay. You let me know when you're done with that. I'm not sure when you're done with that. Because I know normally we play with that, so I'm okay with either or, so.
So, Goldie, what's your response to that? That it doesn't matter the particular sound. What matters is sound. How does that sound to you as an answer?
Oh, well, I think expression is always the answer because, you know, you told me a couple of shows ago, you brought to my awareness, I'd like to say it that way, that I was a wizard of words. And I think sound is absolutely a connection to many levels and dimensions of our being. Because what the sound you just made, I was just sitting here smiling. You know, you sighed and I smiled.
Yes, good.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What we do is we encourage the person who wrote in that if she would like to join us on air, we can do sounding together. So that was my answer to the question. Yet the format works like this. We answer a question and then open ourselves up to share that answer, to share that frequency, just like your woods, your walk in the woods is very valuable for all that is listening. The same is for the sounding. So we invite all listeners to join us actively and to let your story be a lesson, to let your story be an example for all of us to transform tonight. So Goldie, whether or not this writer calls in, let's just take a moment and we will respond to one another back and forth. So everyone on the chat room, I'm asking Goldie to engage with me so she won't be able to see your question. So get ready to type your question when we are finished. Yeah?
Thank you, love.
Yeah?
Okay.
I will be directive here. No worries. Yeah?
I love it, indeed.
So we are going to take a moment to do an activity where we respond to one another in sound. And I will give us a little bit thank you at the end in order to bring it to completion. But we'll just keep on going back to open everyone up to sound. You ready? We'll start with you, beloved.
Okay. I love playing that with you. I love it. I love it.
Good. And that laughter is a big release off of you and everyone listening, yes?
Indeed, laughter. Isn't laughter integration of an energy that was once outside then brought in?
Laughter is many things. It can be that. Most times it is actual a release.
Okay.
Laughter releases us from any feelings of should. So you got a big should. Goldie, you should be more paying attention to your listeners, and the laughter released you from that, yes?
Oh, indeed.
And I gave you the big zerbet because nobody expects it, right?
Expect it, exactly.
Yes, the channeled being going to give someone a zerbet? Yes, maybe, right?
Well, if it's appropriate, not that there's never not an... You know, it's so true, because it's about letting go of all the filters of shoulds and shouldn't and, you know, the tightness of life. I hold my arms up and I'm kind of crushing myself, and it's like, boy, the freedom to, you know, to pretend fart on air. I love
yes.
it. I love it.
Exactly. And it releases us to say that everything we are doing is in alignment. There is no such thing as not being in alignment, even if it seems we are going off tangent, we are moving off of the typical formatting, all is in alignment. And laughter allows us to realize that. Laughter releases us from the shoulds and lets us flow with what is here, what is showing up.
You're exquisite, my friend. You're
good.
Just exquisite.
It naturally will lead us back to checking in with the chat, knowing that you have a lot of roles to play tonight on host as well as diving into the chat room, yes?
Yeah, thank you, indeed. And she's not responding anymore, but there is a hand up in the switchboard if you'd like to take a caller.
Let's go there, yeah.
Okay, fabulous. Okay, 417, you're on the air.
Okay, that's me. Hi, I'm Sharon from Missouri.
Hi, Sharon. Wonderful, Sharon. Thanks for joining us. Oh,
hey,
Sharon!
Yeah.
Hey. How are you? Definitely.
Wonderful. I'm really good, and I'm really enjoying the show. Unfortunately, I missed about a half hour of it, but I have something I want to talk about, and that's this energy stuff. You know, you and I talked on the phone this morning, and we kind of hit on that a little bit. I wanted to tell you of an experience real quickly that I had back in the late 70s. I lived at a place in Tennessee called The Farm. I had a baby there. I lived there for 2 years. There was a problem in one of the households. This was a spiritual community. Still is. There was a woman in the household that was causing chaos everywhere. So there was midwives on the farm, and they were very powerful women. And a couple of us women got together in the house and said, what are we going to do about this? So long story short, one day, 15 women came from this farm where I live, this community, very powerful women. We all sat around. There were 20 of us that lived in the house, plus the 15 women. And we talked to this gal that was causing the chaos, ordering everybody around and so on and so forth. And everybody got their chance to say what was on their mind and how it was upsetting their lives. And I wanted to tell you that at the end of our meeting that we had, everybody got up and was milling around. And I went over to this gal, Janie was her name, sat on the couch by her. And she looked at me, and she started talking to me in a real sugary voice, saying, "You know, Sharon, I'm so glad that we had this conversation, and just as she said, and I." Her face blew up like somebody was blowing a balloon from behind her head. It blew up at me like that, and then back down again.
Oh, wow.
And I wanted to just say that energy, there is no time or space with energy. That I believe that we have come into a time in this earth that we won't be able to cover up our true feelings any longer.
Well, I think we should, I honor what you're saying, Sharon, but I need you to kind of engage with Sophia.
There's no need here. Hello, beloved. Yes, we are going.
Hi.
Good.
Okay, well,
good.
Sophia,
so,
I want you in that.
Thank you, beloved. Thank you for the invite in. Good. Hello, my friend, yes?
I didn't mean to leave you out. I'm just so glad to hear you girls. I'm so glad to hear you guys. And what
it's all
saying.
Good. It's all
amazing.
Yeah.
Good.
Amazing.
Good, beloved.
I'm learning a lot from tonight.
So let me say to you, let me reflect back to you another story, which is there is a woman in our community that was very destructive. We immediately bring in the image of Kali, and remember that there is an aspect of goddess that is the destroyer, that is ugly. So if we look up an image of Kali, we will see a woman with her tongue out holding heads in either hand. Yes,
mm,
so that's
indeed.
Destroyer, or that blown up bubble head could also be that head that she's holding in her hand. So that what is happening through your story, beloved, your sharing with all those listening, that we are going to see all different aspects of humanity. We are going to see that destruction, or a woman who is not in union with the group, is valuable, is purposeful.
Mm,
that
wow.
Head blowing up to the size of a balloon is about your clairvoyancy. So the gift of this woman is to destroy some people's illusion, some people's holding on tight to the way. And for you, this Kali energy opened up your sight, which is exactly what Goldie has been speaking about all night, her sight opening up. So let's look, this is 30-something years back in the 70s, and you're bringing it forward on air with many witnesses right now, because your gift, the gift of Kali in your life, is to say, how do I embrace this very scary skill, which is sight? Because sight can be scary, my friends. To see someone's true colors can be scary. I love it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know what? Those people, and I have them in my life, they can be your best teacher.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. So let's look to the Kalis, to the destroyers, to those that are negative as teachers. What are they showing up to remind me of? What skill of mine is scary, is hidden, is behind? And for you, beloved, we're going to say, develop your sight. Let your sight become more and more present in your world, because it's going to help you, not in fear, not to reflect back to this woman, I am afraid to you, but to reflect to this woman, I see the true colors. I hear the words which are saying thank you, but I see the words which say, I don't appreciate any of this right now. And I honor both expressions, the expressions of the words which say thank you, and the expressions of the vision I see which says F you, right?
Indeed. Wow. Sorry. She's awesome. I love you, Sophia.
Awesome.
And that is the gift of sight. Sight lets you speak on what is not being said. And sometimes what is not being said is a big, huge F you, right? And sometimes it's really valuable for someone to say or reveal the thing that we are seeing because of our sight, but is not being said.
That happens more often than not at this. I mean, it's almost what's not being said. It's what me and Chris were talking about. Seems to be what's coming out of my mouth. Yeah.
So thank you to this
little
threesome here that, again, is confirming that sight, Halloween, all the images that we see, it is very valuable for all of us. And it is okay to see dark as much as it is okay to see light. Both sides are valuable.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, beloved. Thank you for sharing airspace with us, yes?
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Much love to you. Oh, my pleasure. Bye now.
I just want to laugh, girls.
Yeah, no, you laugh.
Laugh.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Now, I'm just going to mute you, but stay on and listen if you're...
I am.
Okay, cool.
I sure am. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Sophia, your wisdom, your wisdom just floors me. I love it. Because I resonate with everything you say. I have to, no have to's in life. I intend to get to the space where what I know is what I speak, and what I speak is what I weave, and what I weave is what I write. You know, it's there's this trust that I have, especially in your presence, that
well, that is very valuable that you recognize that, for that is what I bring to the table, is trust in who you are, for I know you very, very well. I trust in all aspects of you, of the caller, of every listener. I trust you. And that is where wisdom comes, when you trust yourself. So I am a catalyst to help facilitate you trusting in yourself in this moment when we are consciously together, in every other moment where we still are together, and you are working to trust yourself in the same way in which I trust you or know you. You're looking to know yourself in the same way that divinity itself knows you, that God, Goddess, herself, hisself knows you. So you are calling in, Sophia, I am looking forward to being my God, Goddess self more and more. Exactly, beloved.
Indeed, indeed. Well said. Always well said. And, you know, trusting in self, in my personal opinion, is the quantum leap that we're all making. You know, that's when the experience that's when heaven will be on. Heaven exists on earth, but we will experience it when we fully trust ourselves.
So let's look at again. I'm going to keep going with your visions, leaping into things. What are we leaping out of? We are leaping out of the shoes that our mom created for us, that our dad created for us, that society created for us. We are leaping out of the shoes of others that says what way we should walk, and we are landing in the shoes of self.
Yes. Yes.
And grounding that. So where are you leaping? You're leaping into self and bringing that energy down. Make sense?
Yes. 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 I love it. You know, it's so funny, too. I saw, I was at the Renaissance Fair in New York, like 15 or 20 grasshoppers all around me. And grasshoppers I found out grasshoppers not only leap, they actually fly. I don't know if everybody knew that or if it was just me that didn't know that. But, I mean, I really got that when I was there, there was a leaping. It's like, you know, there's this thing I have, this belief that it says things will unfold, quote unquote, in a timely manner. But the grasshoppers show me that I can leap into in a new direction. I can pivot on a dime and literally find myself in a completely new reality if in the moment I choose it, by trusting myself, which is what I'm learning tonight, that reality can literally be just years ahead of what it would have taken if I followed that belief system that things have to unfold in a timely manner.
You can leap forward, you can make great paradigm shifts all in a moment.
Exactly.
And for you, the message tonight is the sight. Your sight is the way to leap forward, is to leap out of old paradigm into new.
Yes.
And I remind everyone that we are in a grasshopper time, that many of society is leaping forward towards awakening to these other realms, awakening to psychic abilities, awakening to their sensibilities, their sensitivities, and that great leaps forward. So I'm going to contradict myself for a moment, beloved. But
okay.
For someone like you, you've already made great leaps forward. So for you, a great leap forward may be sight. So in one moment, you may start to see animal guides through sight. That's a great leap forward, yes?
Yes, yes.
However, for the practicalities of living, you don't need great, huge leaps forward because you have made those in your consciousness, in your limitations. You have busted through every barrier there is to bust, beloved, right?
Yes.
And so now it is about getting into the feet and walking one foot after the other, after the other, after the other, which doesn't say it's a long journey, is that you never know where the next foot is going to bring you, the next foot. You keep on bringing those feet in front of you because you don't have to leap forward anymore. You will, in very particular aspects, when it has to do with gifts, big latent gifts that tend to stay hidden at times.
Yes, okay.
In general, for you, so the grasshopper for you is seeing that the rest of the world is making great leaps forward, but you can get firmly grounded in your feet and just walk consistently forward, because that's where you're going to make all the progress. All of the intuitives that are listening, walk your walk right now. Walk it, and walk it one step at a time. Follow through on all the little details of living your life, because that is how you are going to find freedom. Everyone else needs to break through the boundaries. You've already done it. Now just walk the third dimensional walk here.
Yeah, no, namaste. That's very grounding advice for every. Yeah, and you're right. The people that have been on the journey of the releasing and, you know, jumping out of the matrix, there's many of us that are out of the matrix. I mean, now it's a matter of, okay, now be satisfied in where I am. You know, it's like, I got to let go of the seeking.
Yes.
I got to let go of the seeking and truly find, like Einstein said, the small miracles that happen every moment. I was going to say every day. I mean, it's like you can find a miracle in the budding of the opening of a bud.
Yes. And
you know, go ahead.
Now the trick is you find the miracle in the bud. Now what do you do with it? So you've already made the great leap that allows you to see the miracle. Most people need to even get there to the great leap that sees the miracle in a budding flower. For you, Goldie, the miracle is not seeing it. The miracle is walking it. So you see that flower. Now what do you do with it? You blog about it. You speak about it. You
right.
create a workshop around it. You create. And
right.
creation is not in the mind. Creation is in the actuality.
Right.
And notice that I'm getting very forceful in my messaging.
Yes.
Here. That is what intuitives need to hear. You already see the gifts. Now create from them. Create your books. Create your blogs. Create your messaging that is grounded in actuality, is real, not just a fleeting experience that, I see that bud. It's so beautiful. If everyone could have that moment, it would be great. Well, they could if you got down to the business of giving them the opportunity to see it because you recorded that experience, right?
Rock and roll, sister, yes. I deserve this. So I am.
Thank you. And I do turn into a school teacher at times, yes?
I'm thinking to myself, yes, Mom. Yes, Mom.
When we get airy fairy, right? When we get airy fairy, I'm going to say, take that airy fairy and bring it down and give the airy fairy shoes. Give it meaning. Give it a pathway to manifest and to reach people instead of it just being up in your head and in your mind. And, beloved, this is not just about you. This is about all those that are listening because we can hear our answers over and over again. It is about creating from our answers that make our world change. They don't change. You can hear it 1,000 times. It doesn't change until you take action.
Absolutely. It's... I sit here humbly and say, yes, yes, you're absolutely correct.
So instead of being humble, open that chest up and say, oh, yes, I take that message. How cool, because I am not reprimanding you. I am only speaking truth. So instead of feeling reprimanded, change your perspective, change your reality, and say hallelujah to creation.
Hallelujah to creation, yes.
Good.
Yes.
Hallelujah to your blog. Hallelujah
yes.
to your next workshop, right?
Yes.
Because we're viewing it either as a down or an up. So we take the down in the grounding, I grounded you, yet then take that message and say, yes, this is the greatest message, which is create.
Yes. Yes.
And creation is really a reason to celebrate, right?
Of course, it's full fruition of the wisdom. It's wisdom in action.
Right.
Yes.
Lovely. So yes. We know your homework assignment.
Yes.
And we can do this or we cannot. It doesn't matter. But imagine next time you showed up and said, on air, I listened to a small segment of one of my radio shows and I wrote down the words that I weaved. Yes, on air that day. Right?
Okay.
Here it is, right? And it's on a blog, it's someplace, so that you start to track the words that you weave and you start to offer them back to the audience as lessons, as tools, as something that they can walk away from and utilize tomorrow.
It's exquisite. I accept the challenge.
You're going to bring back to us your homework assignment around
yes.
dating. Because
yes.
it's a really cool one. Dating is a really cool thing that the people that listen to you are going to want to follow you as you speak on your dating journey and you're tracking the tools that get you to your union partner.
Oh,
there is
indeed.
A book in the making, beloved.
Oh, indeed. Okay, I honor that, too. Okay, I can't go to a book yet. I honor that it's there, but I, from my own space, I am just going to blog. I'm going to blog exactly what you just told me to blog.
No resistance to the book. It's just an actual physicality idea that helps ground it. I am creating real tools that people can have access to.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Yes, and I have declared myself a teacher, a good 7 years ago. And it's like, it's funny because the energy right now, your exquisite message to me is, again, I mean, I don't mean to take over the show, so to speak, but you are speaking to me in such a synchronistic way that it is time for me to hear this. I mean, I even have a beloved sister that has created an amazing website with blogging aspects for me. It's like,
yes.
You know, the tools are there, and, you know, I'm not utilizing my own wisdom to help the planet from which I speak and say I want to help.
You are your... So let's reframe that. You are doing that.
Okay.
You're just missing the aspect of grounding it and actualizing it. You are helping the planet.
Okay.
You are reaching people. Now you're going to do it in a much more third-dimensional way, 3D
okay.
way, where you see it, you can touch it. Up there are the words I actually wrote. I can hold it in my hands on a piece of paper.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
And let me bridge from there, beloved. What I am doing with you on air tonight
mm-hmm.
is the magic that gets weaved in a one-on-one session. When we dive into story, your story, we let your story unfold so that you claim over and over again, wow, the synchronicity. Wow, this happened to me 2 times. Wow. You say wow 1,000 times, right?
Indeed.
Because what I am here to do is reflect back to you that you already know that your answers are in front of you. It just sometimes requires the voice, the energy, the presence of love and trust for you to get there. So what we are doing tonight is modeling one-on-one time with Sophia and how that time can be utilized for 5 wows in an hour, because we have only been here, I have only taken over for 1 hour, and we could go back in this radio program and count all your wows. That's trackable.
That is trackable. Indeed.
Right?
No, indeed, and this is absolutely, I think every time we're on the air together, it's a one-on-one session with you. And I would please, audience, you got to experience this. You really have to experience, and not just with a question. I mean, there is nothing more inspiring than being on in session with you. I was going to say on the air, and I get that not everybody's going to get a Blog Talk Radio to do this.
It is on the air. So let's look at what we are doing. What makes this conversation so great is that you recognize I'm on air. This is my time. I must utilize this space. The on-air portion helps you claim your own power. So you show up in the one-on-one time saying, I have something of value to bring to the table. So everyone that's listening, I'm giving you some profound keys on how to work with enlightened ones that are readily making themselves available to unfold your story with them, which is show up in your power, and you will have 5 wow moments, if not more.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
And that's the on-air portion. So if everyone imagines a private session that we're on air with the universe, because that's kind of what's going on, yes? You are on air with the universe. The universe is listening. So let's take our challenges, which is what we have done, in an empowered way. You took the challenge of being alone, of that vulnerability. You talked about it on air, but we took that challenge and turned it into a gift. We said, let's find the wisdom out of this challenge.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And is that not, I mean, there are 3 ways that change happens: transformation, transformation, transmutation, and one other, and I can't think of it right now. But that's what you help bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, alone, can you transpire from being lonely to being all one?
Yes.
Alone or all one?
Yes. And the message tonight is that we all have this capability. We all have this ability to transform our loneliness. I don't have guidance. I don't have my answers. I don't have a Sophia in my world. I can't channel. I don't have a radio program. And I say back to you, yes, you do.
Right.
You all have guidance. You all have your own radio programs. You all have your own books. You all have wisdom surrounding you. You all have guidance beyond what you can imagine. We highlight that tonight. You and I, yes, show that. We model that. That you have guidance, Goldie, your own inter antenna that leads you through the world, that when you collaborate with a guide that remembers you, my antenna is so working clearly tonight. All my channels are in focus, right?
Yes, indeed, yes.
That's what a guide does for you. It helps to align your antenna so that your channels are in focus.
It's exquisite. It's exquisite. I recommend it for everyone. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy our time, session, space, feelings, emotion, visuals, all of it.
So trust it, yes? Trust the
universe. Oh, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Because I'm actually, you know, I kind of have that feeling. I remember when I was in, like, 7th or 8th grade, I was, you know, I was an extremely good student. It was after I hit puberty in high school that all that went out the window. But in middle school, I enjoyed being in alignment with what the people wanted from me. And then for many years I left that, but what I feel with you, when I'm in alignment with you being my inspiration, it's really being in alignment with my higher self.
Yes.
It's not to please another.
Yes.
It's to please myself.
Yes, and when you please thyself, you gift another, whether they recognize it or not.
Well, don't you gift the entire whole?
Yes.
Because it cannot. We are oneness.
Yes. Well, when you please thyself, yes,
right,
you surround yourself with all that is. You say, I am in union with self, And what that does is give permission to the other who is witnessing you. It's safe to be in union with self. It's
yes,
safe.
Yes.
See all of you, not just part of you. And that's what we do in groups. We show up as part of ourselves.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The example, when you find union, when you find self in group, you are all and unafraid to show any aspect of that, because that says to another, I am unafraid
mm-hmm.
of all of you. Even if that all, this portion, is ugly, even if you're saying to me, I am being selfish, I am not serving you, hey, I honor that as part of your all. I trust it. I value it. Thank you for that expression. And for me, I honor that I am going with what feels right for me. So I'm going to trust that spending all this time with Sophia tonight is what feels right for me. Therefore, I know what is right for me is good for the whole.
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm excited for next month to talk about the blog.
Yes. Good.
Yeah, I'm getting myself excited, like, because I know that when I go to the gym, I'm going to embody this, embody the whole show. That because it's so funny. Normally after a show, I mean, I'll stay pretty much, you know, kind of expanded for minimum of like 2 hours.
Yes.
And just today I was like, you know, well, why not take that energy? And instead of just, you know, either sitting on your bed talking to a friend, why not take that energy of being expanded and you know, do something with it, Goldie?
Embody it. So see what you're doing with exercising and lifting weights. Embodying it. You're bringing that high wisdom into the body. Yeah.
Oh, wow, indeed, exactly.
You're embodying it. So it's a great suggestion for any time you're expanded, utilize exercise, embodiment to bring that wisdom into the body.
I mean, that's what it's doing, huh?
That is what it's doing. I love you to go work out after this. Look at how you're guiding yourself, whether you're conscious of it or not.
Yeah, because I was not conscious. I mean, I was only conscious of, well, you know, you don't sleep anyways. And it was just getting to the space of, I don't want to talk on the phone anymore after shows to ride that wave. I want to exercise. And I know to start myself in an exercise program, per se, in the beginning, I have to do it at a time and space when I'm very open to physically exercising, because if I do it when I'm at a lull, I'll talk about it, but I don't end up doing it.
Exactly. So you move towards that activity when you are in a high. When you
exactly.
Good.
I mean, because I literally put the clothes on before the show started. I'm not even going to break down my radio equipment. I mean, when we say our goodnights and I shut down the phone and I'm putting on my sneakers and I'm like, don't think, just move.
You're going to go and embody it and embody the message, because remember, the homework assignment is not just about blogging. It's blogging around a particular subject, the one that we define tonight, which is relationship. Yes.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
So let's not forget that there was an assignment, which is to teach upon that wanting to go to the computer, that desire to have connection with another. What do I do with that want, that desire? Because that's what's going to help many people, is that understanding the bridging of all this high-level information to an actual set of tools that say, if you have that moment where you want to go onto the computer, you're feeling a longing, let me show you another way.
Indeed. Indeed. No, it's powerful. I can feel in my cells that everything you're saying is truth, and it's at the point where, Goldie, it's simple now. Just do it.
Good.
Just do it.
Do it. There is a Nike phrase coming in. Just do the Nike walk. Just do it. Yeah?
Yeah, because I have a feeling tonight I'll come home feeling exquisite after embodying this, that I'll start the blog tonight. Because it all makes sense. It's it's the gift that I do want to give back, because I know that where I'm at, I have something to share. I know I do, and you really have exquisitely. I just said hours ago to Sharon, it might have even been the woman who called in, that I need to find my gifts.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about manifesting. It's like, God, this, you know, when I see things like that, it's like, Goldie, as quickly as that is happening, is as quickly as that beloved divine union can be here as well.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, do the steps.
Do the steps, exactly. And the thing that you just said, well, I might follow through tonight, because a lot of times you're also sharing the story that in manifestation, follow the thread. So when you're activated, it might be a great night to go back, re-listen, start creating just from your memory, because it's strong right now. You don't have to go re-listen. However, let's keep on going back on re-listening, that we rework. We keep on going back to creation, that we develop it several times, not just once, the times three. So if you are so motivated to start tonight, keep on going back so that next time when we spend time on air, you have looked at this piece three times, because three is the magical number of creation.
Okay, I have to ask you one thing, because this is something that's very interesting. It's another personal experience. I am challenged listening to myself in archives.
Yes, I know. That is why I'm challenging you.
Okay, so, all right.
See, I am very good at picking up people's maneuvers. So, yeah, I don't have to listen back because I'm going to do it tonight. Aha.
Ah. Indeed.
Picking people's maneuvers, yes?
You're very astute.
Thank you. So I gave back the same exact assignment, yet I outmaneuvered you. In that, I said you must listen, because that's part of the journey, is listening to yourself and extracting your own wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to yourself and extracting your own wisdom.
I honor that. I will listen three times.
Good.
I will.
It doesn't have to be listened three times, but work on the assignment three times. Either
okay.
Writing down on this show, let's take an example. It's listening and writing down wisdom around relationships three different times if you can.
Okay, because, yeah, we have done the yellow raincoat before. We've done a lot of visuals with the two of us. Okay, okay.
So provide three of them, if you could. It could be around relationships. It could be around anything. Three will keep this going. Three keeps you going on manifestation. One, you pat yourself on the back. Did it? Yay! Right?
Right.
You don't take that next step. The next step. You have to take three steps in order to get in a groove.
Okay. Okay, that makes total sense. And because I agree. I always say to myself, say something three times, and the universe knows you're serious.
Good. Yeah. What a lovely way to bring this all into conclusion, because we're reminding people that you have to continually take action, not just once, three times. You have to keep going. You've got to keep following the flow, yes?
Indeed.
Good.
Indeed.
So let
powerful.
Me bring back Christina for the couple of minutes. Yes,
perfect.
Took her away,
yeah? Yes, as always, it's a pleasure, Goddess Sophia. Truly, truly a pleasure. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, my friends. Namaste.
Namaste.
Hi.
Hey.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've been coming in and out of channeling relatively quickly these days, in like a breath or so. So that's a transformation or a change for me, but it's an exciting one.
Yeah. Well, it startled me a little bit, and then because I was just like, oh, okay, you know, I because it was almost like I found myself kind of shifting a little too, and then it was like, well, it's very easy to shift with her though. You know, what I mean, it's.
Right.
It was effortless. Please share your website and any anything that's going on with you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's ChristinaSophia.com, Christina with a K, Sophia with a PH, and really this month is all about embracing your doubts and fears. So it's the last CD in the store that you'll find, and we're really this month all about the Halloween season. So through the website, you can sign up for the newsletter and what you're going to hear about Halloween all the way till next month. So.
Oh, outstanding. Christina, thank you so much for being here.
It was awesome.
It is. I mean, I've got homework. It's exquisite, though. It's exquisite. I am truly honored and blessed to have you on once a month. Both you and Sophia, truly, truly honored and blessed.
Oh, we are too. Thanks so much. It's been so great. So everyone always gets homework, so no one gets out of it, right?
I won't get out of it. It makes so much sense that, you know, it truly, you know, that saying, if you don't do things that feel a little bit uncomfortable in the beginning, the change doesn't come.
Right.
We got to be willing to get a little out of, you know, you got to go out of your comfort zone. All right, 10 seconds till we're off the air. I love you. I love the chat room. Thank you, everybody, who called in. Thank you, Sharon, Dream Master, Candy, John, everybody out there. Thank you so much. We love you, Christina. You rock, babe. You rock. And I will talk to you guys in a month.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone.